Third down, Cheatham looking to pass. Got a man open, and it's intercepted, underthrown, and Ty Freeland has it. He's got a wall of blockers, and he will fall out of bounds at the one-yard line. Low snap, bad snap. Witt has to pick it up and try to throw it into the end zone for Pope, and Pope makes an incredible one-handed grab. Are you kidding me? It's good. First and 10, Cheatham all alone in the backfield, back to pass. Blitz coming, gets it away, got a man wide open at midfield, complete, and the race is on, and he will not be caught. Touchdown, Hanover Hawks, 75 yards. Third down, 6.5. Cheatham back to pass, looking for the screen, intercepted. Intercepted Dinwiddie. Here goes Omar Tyson. He's got blockers, and he will go all the way. A pick six for Omar Tyson. 68 yards, touchdown, Dinwiddie Generals. Well, fans, I'll tell you one thing right now. It may have ended up being a lopsided score on the scoreboard, but let me tell you, there was tons of action and just incredible big plays all night long on the 15th season premiere of high school football on WHAN Radio and here with the RVA Sports Network as number 3 Dinwiddie gets the opening night win for Hanover. Of course, Dinwiddie played last week, went to 1-0 with a win at James Monroe. Now they're 2-0. With that 57-18 win that you heard live here on the RVA Sports Network online on WHAN Radio. And big thanks to our friends who tuned in for the first time on the TuneIn radio app. So excited to have that addition, that new way for you to listen to the game of the week on Friday nights with your mobile devices wherever you may be. You could be at one game and then listening to ours at the same time. And we're really excited about that addition to our broadcast capability. Welcome to Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network as we begin another season of post-Friday Night Football podcasts. We are the final word on high school football each and every Friday night. And we go into Labor Day weekend with 2 weeks in the regular season now in the books. Some teams with 2 games under their belt and some teams with 1. We'll go through the scoreboard first, beginning with our game of the week. We'll run through the NBC 12 RVA Sports Network Big 12 High School Football Poll. We'll also include the Thursday night final scores. And then we'll do some analysis and look ahead to next week, week 3 of the regular season, which doesn't have a ton of games that stick out and stand out and go, ooh, that's going to be, you know, a top 5 battle or something like that. That really isn't the case. But there are a few very intriguing games based on results, especially from last night and tonight. But first, our game of the week. Hanover took the early lead. Dinwiddie, you heard the call on the game of the week at the start of the podcast. The first clip was the interception from Ty Freeland, the first of 3 big plays, and I personally think they were the 3 biggest plays of the night because there were 3 interceptions. Dinwiddie returned 2 of them inside the 5. Freeland, the first one to the 1. And then, of course, the touchdown run by Zion Sturdivant of a yard, really a half yard. And then the botched extra point attempt, which Bryce Witt turned around, got up, panicked for a second, and then realized, hey, wait a minute, I got Kevon Pope in the back of the end zone. Tosses it up, and Pope looks like Odell Beckham. Right arm up, football caught, right arm down, body down in the back of the end zone, 2-point conversion. Very, very good. Dinwiddie took the lead 8-6, and they never relinquished it. Now, it was only 22-12 at the half. But what turned things around was a second interception, which was returned inside the Hanover 5-yard line. And then the backbreaker was that third and final interception, which you heard on the final cut of our opening tonight. And that was, of course, Omar Tyson going the distance, 68-yard pick six on an INT on a screen pass as Hanover was driving. And that, you know, they score there. It's a two-possession game early fourth quarter. Instead, it's now 28-point Dinwiddie lead, and you knew at that point that that ended it because you could see the general nation just, it was like a wave that hit the visiting stands. And let me tell you something. I'm giving huge props tonight to the Dinwiddie fan base. You guys traveled unbelievably well. Holiday weekend, early part of the season, school hasn't started yet. You're telling me, when Dinwiddie walked off that field at Hanover last November and had saw their season come to an end in the second round of the 4A East Region playoffs, and they felt that they could go significantly further, and they certainly had the talent to do it last year, I guarantee you they weren't off the bus yet, and they had already said, okay, we know we start with Hanover next year, and we think it's going to be, and somebody probably got their phone out and looked at the calendar and said, I bet it's going to be September 2nd. And 9-2-16 has been a rallying cry in Dinwiddie County for 9.5 months. Well, it finally came to fruition tonight, and you could just see an explosion of euphoria amongst the Generals fans and the Generals team as they were racing down the sidelines side by side with Omar Tyson, willing him with a ton of blockers, a wall of them, into the end zone to seal the win. That made it 43-15 and slammed the door at that point. So, huge win for Dinwiddie. I sat down with Mark Davis and Matt Estridge at NBC 12 a couple of weeks ago, and we were just kind of chewing the fat about the season and making our plans for this year's coverage. And we talked about a few teams specifically, and Matt had gone to Dinwiddie that morning. And Matt felt very confident about the Generals' chances this year. Mark did too, and I definitely did. I felt like that going into this season, we had in the Central District alone, a 4A state title contender in Dinwiddie, a 3A state title contender in Hopewell. You've got a team, Thomasdale, I know they lost big tonight, and you know what? You can kind of put the games with LC Bird aside. Look at last year. You know, Dale lost big to Bird, and Dale was playing in early December, and LC Bird was not. Now, that's because they're in 6A, not 5A, and Thomasdale's fate could have been totally different in 5A. I'm not trying to equate the two. What I'm saying is that Dale losing to Bird tonight is, you know, they can't stand it. They're tired of losing the Battle of Chester, but it's not going to end their season. They have huge hopes in 6A. Central District's going to be rough this year and going to be very, very, very fun to watch. But we were all high in that meeting that day on Dinwiddie, and I've seen nothing tonight that proves me wrong. If anything, I'm even higher on Dinwiddie's chances. Now, there's a long way to go. There's only two games, and you've got to go through 15 games if you're going to win a state championship December 10th. So there's a long way and a lot of work to do, and I can guarantee you all head coach Billy Mills is worrying about now is Caroline at home next Friday night. But I'm telling you, folks, Dinwiddie is the real deal. Zion Sturdivant, 170 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns tonight. Joseph Tyree carried the ball 4 times, scored 3 touchdowns, 53 yards total. Bryce Witt really didn't have to pass the football tonight. He was 5 of 9 for 51 yards, and that was because of the 3 interception returns setting up 2 very short touchdown drives and the pick six. There's 21 of your 57 points right there. So Witt didn't have to do a whole lot. And the other thing that I noticed and we talked about during the game of the week was that Dinwiddie's going to wear you down with their rotisserie of running backs. Sturdivant starts. Here comes Tyree. Here comes Williams. You'll throw Freeland in the backfield. He can do it. No problem whatsoever. So when you're doing all of that, you start to wear down the interior line, and then you start forcing the linebackers to come up and play tight, and then Witt can find a Kevon Pope like he did for that touchdown, I believe it was just before the half, that gave them that 10-point cushion. Huge touchdown in the sense that they knew Hanover was getting the ball to start the second half, and it's a 2-score game instead of a 1-score game when we started the third quarter. So hats off to Dinwiddie, 57-18. For Hanover, it is their first opening night loss in 10 years. They have not lost an opening night since 2006. They will bounce back from this. They are young. They are talented. They are injured. Their top two wide receivers did not play tonight. And one of them may not play for quite a while. The other we're not sure about. But they had young people step up in those roles to make me think, okay, Hanover, they've got work to do, but they've got pieces where they can once again make the postseason in 4A East. But it's going to be a work in progress. You're going to have to watch this cake bake in the oven, Hanover fans. It's not going to be a typical Hanover season. It reminds me of 2013 after Sam Rogers, Andrew Kisner, and that class graduated, and they had to kind of marinate during the regular season, and then they got a playoff win over Churchland that year before they lost in the second round. So be patient, Hanover fans. I know tonight, the second half, you got squeamish, and rightfully so. Dinwiddie got 35 second-half points, but Hawks, we'll talk about where they're coming up next week and beyond. To the scoreboard. Number one, Highland Springs survives a threat from Norview, scores late to make it a 13-point win, 27-14. Springers to 2-0 on the season. They've won 16 in a row, dating back to week two of last year when they beat Norview to go to 1-1. So congratulations to Coach Lauren Johnson and company. Battle of Chester was, again, no battle. Number two, LC Bird, not a problem. 33-0 over Thomas Dale. They pitched the shutout. Again, that rivalry has been so one-sided here in the last decade or so. And I know Thomas Dale, I know they're scratching their heads right now. What do we have to do to figure this out? What do we have to do to finally get a win over these guys? For LC Bird, it's business as usual. They keep rocking and rolling. They got a big one coming up in 2 weeks against Manchester, who was idle this week, the only major team in the area to be idle. That could be a very good matchup, but it's going to be certainly Manchester and underdog when those two get together in 2 weeks. Nice win tonight for number five Hermitage. The young kids growing up, Woody Winborn with a big night at quarterback. 41-13, the win over Meadowbrook. Meadowbrook falls to 0-2. A couple of storylines coming up in 5A South, and this is one of them, the teams that are starting off on the wrong side of the foot. Hermitage moves to 1-1. They're off next week. They get Verina in 2 weeks. For Meadowbrook, they're happy about the following final. Number six, Henrico, pulls away second half, much like Dinwiddie did on our game, and beats Mills Godwin 37-6 at home to get their home opening win. So the Warriors are 1-0. They're looking for their third consecutive playoff berth in 5A South, and they'd love to have an opening round game that was not against Hermitage, and preferably a game at home. Henrico, Douglas Freeman, Lee Davis, they're in that middle of the 5A South talk right now, based on last year's records, based on who's coming back this year. Freeman 2-0 after the win over James River on Thursday night. Lee Davis 1-0 after the shutout of J.R. Tucker Thursday night. So, you know, you want that number four seed so you can get a home game, and you want that number four seed because most likely the top three seeds in some order are going to be Highland Springs, LC Bird, and Hermitage, and you want to avoid them in round one. Last year it was Douglas Freeman who got that four seed, and they could not take advantage of it. Lee Davis comes in and beats them. For Henrico, that's a laudable and explainable goal. Be the four seed in 5A South. Get a home game in the first round and avoid the big three. And then if we can get a playoff win under our belts, then we can go up against one of the best and give them their best shot in a heavyweight fight and see what happens. So I know we're doing a lot of talk thinking way down the line, but things are starting to develop already. And you got to remember on November 4th, when we're all crunching those wild VHSL rider point numbers, trying to figure out why we use this system. Every year we pull our hair out in the final Friday of the regular season. We're going to be looking back at games like Henrico Mills Godwin tonight and Hermitage Meadowbrook tonight, Cosby Matoaka tonight. Cosby holding off a late surge by the Warriors to get the road win 21-14. Cosby to 1-1. Matoaka now 0-2. So in 5A South, you've got Meadowbrook 0-2, Matoaka 0-2, Mills Godwin 0-1. And suddenly, already early, they're young. And they still have a lot to prove, but Prince George with the win Thursday night over Clover Hill 28-24. Early on, they've got a good first step. Now they've got to make a statement, and they could do it next week. They host Lee Davis. And if Prince George could get that win, then we start talking a little more seriously about the Royals and the postseason. It's fun to talk about this stuff, fun to look ahead, fun to speculate. Don't want to do too much speculation, but we do want to emphasize the importance of this week's games, last week's games. They're not throwaway. These are very intriguing non-district matchups that could make big differences when it comes to postseason seeding and even to who's in and who's out. I'll give you another example. Thomas Jefferson with a great win tonight, shutting out Armstrong 39-0. Armstrong is suddenly 0-2 already, having lost to George Wythe last week. It puts Armstrong in a position to where, you know, if they don't right the ship very soon, Capital District teams, likely Davis, Highland Springs, and Ryko, beating Armstrong is not going to give them hardly any, if any, VHSL rider points come at the end of the regular season when you're scrapping and clawing trying to find every point you can so you can be the number one seed. Look at Highland Springs last year, getting the one seed at 9-1 over an undefeated Hermitage team who beat them. And strength of schedule was a big reason why. Well, this year, Armstrong is hurting the Capital District early, as opposed to last year where they got the wins against City Schools. So TJ, great win. Congratulations to them. Also at City Final, John Marshall falling to Booker T. Washington on the road. 22-14 final score in that one. And just as his fans, NBC 12 on the sidelines, they had highlights from that game on the sidelines. So make sure you go to NBC12.com. Watch the show if you didn't get to watch it at 11:15 tonight. And check out the highlights of the Justices who start their season 0-1. All right, let's check it out. Other finals. Goochland, big win tonight over Fork Union, 38-17. The Bulldogs are 2-0. King William gets a win at Bruton tonight, 22-12 the final. So they're now 1-1 on the season. And the Patrick Henry Patriots. Another nice start to the season for Brian Davis and company. Congratulations to them at home, a 43-13 win over Caroline. No Hunter Hart, no problem. A good night for Patrick Henry. And next week, they go to Glen Allen, whose season and the new era with head coach Salvatore Camp began Thursday night, losing at number 12 Monacan, 47-16. So it'll be the 1-0 Patriots and the 0-1 Jaguars on our game of the week next Friday night on WHAN 102.9 FM, 1430 AM, online at rvasportsnetwork.com, HanoverCountySports.net, HenricoCountySports.net, ChesterfieldCountySports.net, our entire network of websites. And again, on the TuneIn Radio app, if you don't have it on your phone, go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Store and just search TuneIn. It'll pop right up. I did it the other night. You download the app, and then you can, by two ways, you can listen to the game. The easiest way to do it is to click on local radio stations. There's an option for that on the app. You do that, and all the Richmond radio stations will pop up automatically if you're in the Richmond area. And if you do, you go to 102.9 FM. It's going to be labeled WTJU. But it is WHAN radio. They have a shared services agreement with the University of Virginia's radio station up in Charlottesville, and that's their regular programming. But we come in Friday nights in the fall for the game of the week. You press that, we're there. So you can listen on any mobile device anywhere you are. Now, if you're outside of the Richmond area and you want to listen to the game of the week, simple, on TuneIn, search Radial. It's spelled R-A-D-I-A-L-L. That's R-A-D-I-A-L-L. That is WHAN's online music channel. And we also broadcast the game of the week then and there as well. We promised you Thursday scores really quick. New Kent, in case you missed them, New Kent beat Colonial Heights 42-13. Number 10, Douglas Freeman pulls away late, scores three touchdowns in the last 9 minutes to win at home over James River 31-14. Nate Evans, two touchdown runs as Lee Davis shuts out J.R. Tucker, 35-0. We mentioned the Monacan score. Our game of the week, Thursday night edition online, was Atlee getting their first win for new coach Matt Gray, 31-6 win at Deep Run. Powhatan beats Midlothian, 33-13. Lafayette beats Huguenot. Falcons are now 1-1. Verona, big opening win at IC Norcom, 41-6 the final. We mentioned Prince George. They down Clover Hill, 28-24. And Hopewell with a good first win, as they are legitimate 3A contenders, as we mentioned, Hopewell 42 and Tab 14. On Saturday, Richmond Christian School gets their season started. Good luck to them. Their second season, looking to get back into postseason play. It's amazing. Their maiden voyage last year, and they got into the VISAA playoffs. They are at Broadwater Academy Saturday afternoon. Could be a rainy one, could be a muddy field as some of the effects of Hermine move through our area, and we're shouting out good prayers and good thoughts to our friends down at the 757. I've got family down in New Bern, North Carolina, and I know it's going to be a long night for them as Hermine comes through, and hopefully we'll have good news on that on Saturday morning. All right, so our Big 12 poll with NBC 12, let's review it really quick. Number one, Highland Springs wins. Number two, Byrd shuts out number four, Thomas Dale. Number three, Dinwiddie defeats number eight, Hanover. Number five, Hermitage beats Meadowbrook. Number six, Henrico beats Mills Godwin. Number seven, Manchester Idol. Thursday night, number nine, Hopewell a winner. Number 10, Douglas Freeman a winner. Number 11, Lee Davis. Number 12, Monacan, both winners. So I don't think we're going to see a whole heck of a lot of movement within the poll, and I don't think we'll see anybody drop out of it, certainly. Although it would be interesting to see what the voters think of Hanover. The poll will come out on Monday, and we'll see. And you know, if Hanover does precipitously drop and go out, who would come in at that point? Very good question. I suspect that there are some Benedictine fans out there listening to the podcast right now screaming, hey, over here, why aren't we ranked? And that's a legitimate question. Defending state champs, lots of great returners, good opening season start last week with the shutout win at St. John Paul the Great. We'll see what happens. All right, let's look ahead to next week. Again, there is no eye-popping top five showdown, but there are some very interesting games. VISAA, Benedictine, they host St. Christopher's. Huge game just because it's St. Chris and Benedictine. But on top of it, St. Chris comes in next week 0-1, suffering a 10-9 loss to Trinity Episcopal this afternoon. Trinity Episcopal now 1-1 on the season. The Saints are 0-1 and have to go to 1-0 Benedictine next Friday. That'll be interesting. Collegiate gets their season finally underway. They're going to be at Trinity Episcopal next Friday afternoon. That'll be a good game. And now looking ahead, Colonial Heights, home to Parkview South Hill. Colonials need a win or at least a good performance after falling and kind of seeing it slip away second half last night, Thursday night against New Kent. We mentioned this on the game of the week. Dinwiddie hosts Caroline next week. Oh, and really all I could say for Caroline is God bless you. That's going to be a rough, rough situation. Dinwiddie has scored 105 points in their first 2 weeks, and it may not be pretty next Friday night. The cannon may be firing on many occasions for the Generals. And, you know, I hate to think this way and feel this way, because I feel really bad for a team like Caroline who has to get on the bus, go an hour and a half down to Dinwiddie, and likely be like a 30-point underdog. Of course, no lines in high school football, thank you, Lord. But, yeah, that's a real tough assignment. How do you get up for that? You know, how do you get a mentality that you feel like you could shock the world and get the win? So, you know, hoping Caroline can go in there and at least give a yeoman's performance, do the best that they possibly do. An intriguing matchup next week, Verina goes to Thomas Dale. Thomas Dale will be smarting after the loss in the Battle of Chester. Verina will come off the big win on the road at Norcom. They've got Hermitage after that, and then they go Capital District and start with Lee Davis in 3 weeks. So it's an interesting stretch coming up. That suddenly is a very intriguing game, because we didn't talk earlier in 5A South about maybe the resurgence of Verina getting back into the playoffs maybe for the first time in 3 years. Could they cost a Meadowbrook or a Metoaka, a Mills Godwin, a playoff spot? If Stu Brown and company can get back where they feel like, and we know historically they belong, and that is in playoff talk. Big game next week, Verina at Thomas Dale. We'll see where Thomas Dale fall. I'm sure they'll fall in the poll. We'll see where they fall on Monday. Number one, Highland Springs has to go to Meadowbrook. Meadowbrook will be 0-2. They will be smarting, and Highland Springs will be favored. But, you know, Meadowbrook has played them several times in the last several years and have given him a game on several occasions. So you never know. And Highland Springs has not dominated anybody yet. A late fourth quarter touchdown gave them the two-score win tonight. So we'll see what happens there. It'll be a 16-game winning streak on the line when number one Highland Springs goes to Meadowbrook next Friday. Hanover goes to J.R. Tucker. A chance for the Hawks to right the ship, try to get their first win, get ready because Hopewell's coming to Hanover in 2 weeks, and that's going to be another tough test. for the Hanover defense. But again, to give the Hanover defense a break tonight, 21 of the Dinwiddie points, thanks to the interceptions and the big returns. One a pick six, two inside the five-yard line. And so when you get a short field like that, things are going to happen. But Hanover gets a chance against J.R. Tucker next week. Tucker's probably looking at this right now going, hey, they're coming to our place, and they're thinking upset. Patrick Henry at Glen Allen, that's our game of the week, as we mentioned. Deep run has to go to Henrico. It gets no easier for Chad Hornick and the Wildcats as they're trying to kind of rebuild the foundation of that program, and they will. They definitely, to me, pick the right man for the job. They will do it, but they're going to have to weather an early storm. It began last night with a loss to Atlee. It's going to be tough going into Henrico and taking on the Warriors next week. Warriors will be heavily favored to go to 2-0. But Deep Run will eventually turn it around. Wildcat fans, be patient. Atlee at Mills Godwin, another intriguing game along the lines of Verina Thomas Dale. Godwin, home opener, will come in smarting from the loss to Henrico, thinking that they could have done a better job tonight. Atlee coming in after the win, but we really don't have a good barometer on Atlee yet because clearly I was at the game Thursday night. They were the better team and could have been ahead much more than they were, say, at intermission. Remember, Atlee on the opening drive, two touchdowns called back due to penalties. They had to settle for a field goal. Atlee at Mills Godwin next week. That's a good one. John Marshall and Armstrong. Justices could bounce back and get a win. Armstrong, could they fall to 0-3? And again, that would hurt Capital District teams down the road. Goochland at Amelia, that's a great rivalry. Essex at King William is a great one, too. And then across the river, lots of 7:30 starts next week, including Cosby at Monacan. That's suddenly a very intriguing game. Cosby getting back on the winning track tonight. Now 1-1. Monacan, great start. They're 2-0. They're at home. We'll see what happens there. Huguenot at Manchester. Tough test for the Falcons. Manchester idle this week, looking to go 2-0 before their showdown with LC Bird on the 16th. Motueka goes to Clover Hill, desperate for a win early on. They need to go to 1-2. So, you know, especially if Highland Springs can beat Meadowbrook, if Lee Davis can beat Prince George, if Atlee can beat Mills Godwin, things will start to fall in the Motueka direction early on, and they can kind of maybe set the pace for that number 8 seed in the postseason. I know a lot of early playoff talk. I understand that. But by the same token, these games are going to matter a lot come November 4th. Kettle Run comes to Petersburg. We mentioned Lee Davis going to Prince George. Hopewell goes to Powhatan. And that's another one of the intrigue. If I had three intriguing games for next week, it's Verina Thomas Dale, Atlee Mills Godwin, Hopewell Powhatan. We'll see how all of those fall out. For us tonight, game of the week, congratulations to the Generals. Just a command performance in that second half to pull away and get the 57-18 win over Hanover. Well, all day today, we were on Friday. We were at the Virginia Volleyball Showcase at Richmond Volleyball Club. We will be there for championship action on Saturday. So follow us on Twitter, across our Twitter network, wherever your favorite team may be. Our main network feed at the RVA Sportsnet. If you're in Hanover County, follow us at Hanover Sports. If you're in Henrico County, Henrico Sports. And if you're in Chesterfield County, at Chesterfield Sports on Twitter, and we keep you posted on everything that's going on, all sports, all year long. Field hockey in session, volleyball in session, cross country is getting going now. Got a big meet in cross country coming up on Wednesday this week that we're going to be covering out in Dory Park in the East End. And golf is really starting to get ready to the home stretch of the regular season. They'll be starting tournament play before September is over. Golf's been playing for 3 weeks, and we've had a chance to get out on a few occasions and enjoy some golf action already this season. It's been a little toasty on the links, but it's been very, very enjoyable. So for all the high school sports news that you want, for all the sports, not just football, but all fall sports, and of course winter sports later and spring sports after that, our Twitter network at the RVA Sportsnet, at Hanover Sports, at Henrico Sports, and at Chesterfield Sports. So coming up this week, Tuesday night, we have Game of the Week Volleyball back online on our YouTube channel. It'll be a great boys matchup. Douglas Freeman goes to Mills Godwin. Saw both of them today in action at the Virginia Volleyball Showcase. Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, on our YouTube channel, Game of the Week Tuesday Night Volleyball, Douglas Freeman at Mills Godwin. Wednesday, we told you we were going to be at a cross-country meet featuring the Capital District teams. That is set for 5 p.m. at Dorey Park. We're looking to head to Ashland next Thursday to get our first really good look. Now, we're going to see them tomorrow, or I should say Saturday, at Richmond Volleyball Club. But to see them in a regular best 3 out of 5 situation, Patrick Henry Girls Volleyball, very intriguing season for them potentially in 5A North. And hopefully we're going to get up to see them on Thursday night. And again, game of the week next week, Patrick Henry at Glen Allen. On the radio, online, and on the TuneIn app. And then very happy to say that we're going to be filling in for the great Robert Fish. He is not going to be able to be at Randolph-Macon football's home opener next Saturday night, September 10th, when they host Averett at 6 p.m. And Yellow Jackets have graciously asked me to join Marty Wilson on the broadcast crew. So next weekend, we do double duty football. We have Patrick Henry, Glen Allen Friday night on our game of the week. And we're going to be live online with Randolph-Macon football as they host Averett in their home opener next Saturday at 6 p.m. On Saturday, Randolph-Macon opens their 2016 season at Dickinson College up in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. 1 p.m. kick. Updates, of course, on Hanover Sports. Good luck, University of Richmond. Heading up to play UVA Saturday afternoon, their opener. You've got Virginia Tech and Liberty getting going. JMU getting their season started. Shout out to Mac Patrick, a true freshman, who is the number 2 right guard on the depth chart. He was playing for Hanover this time last year, blocking for Clayton Cheatham. Now he's going to be doing work in the CAA. Love to see our local products and local talent do well. We saw a little bit of Twitter talk tonight about Felton Davis with Michigan State. Haven't had a chance to catch up with that yet, but we'll definitely do so. And a shout-out to Brittany Beckwith, graduate at Midlothian, now playing, of course, for VCU women's soccer and coming up big for them in their match tonight. So much fun watching all of the kids at the next level doing well, both athletically, but more importantly, academically. That's what makes it most important and all worthwhile. All right, my friends, thanks for being with us for this edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network. We do 2 podcasts a week during the fall. We'll be back with a new podcast midweek when we'll really start to break down week 3 football, talk about other high school sports and other sports news. And every Friday night after the game of the week, we get home, we get in the studio, and we bring you the final word on that weekend's football action. Every Friday night, we download it here at Central Region Now from the RVA Sports Network. So looking forward to having you join us on the podcast every week, whether you download it late Friday night, celebrating your team's win, or if you head to bed and you wake up Saturday morning and you hit the podcast with your first cup of coffee. We enjoy having you with us. You've made our podcast such a big success the last 2 years, and we're looking forward to another big year this year, all thanks to you. Central Region Now is an exclusive podcast presentation of the RVA Sports Network and solely intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any rebroadcast, other use, without the express written consent of HCS Media, LLC, is strictly prohibited. Rob Witham saying, God bless. Have a wonderful Labor Day weekend. Enjoy. Good luck. First day of school on Tuesday. We'll talk to you again Tuesday night on the Volleyball Game of the Week on our YouTube channel, Douglas Freeman at Mills Godwin, and we'll see you on the sidelines.